Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host, Adrian, and I hope everybody's having a great new year in 2016. And we finally made it, and I'm hoping that we have a great year this year. It looks like, from what we could tell from a lot of the weather changes, a lot of the shifting going on in the world and the planets, it looks like there's a lot of changes that are coming up and some big changes, and hopefully it'll be for the positive. So far, it's been really like a roller coaster ride, really, for a lot of people, you know, not just health-wise, but financial, and the weather has been really phenomenal lately. We've been seeing a lot of strange occurrences. Anyways, tonight we're just going to be doing some psychic readings. Normally, I do some channeling, but since we don't have a whole lot of callers right now, probably tomorrow night we'll probably get some more callers since it's a Thursday. But I like to get some readings in just for the heck of it for tonight and see what's going on. So let's go ahead and let the caller from the 509 area speak. You're speaking with Adrian. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, hello? 509. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. I just have issues with my car, and I'm wondering if something that can be a quick fix. I don't know if you can give me insight into that.
So you say you're having problems with your car?
Yes. It's just been acting up, and I'm going to take it to a mechanic that I trust back home in my hometown, mm-hmm. but I love my car. Like, I love it. And I just don't, I don't know why it's been like this lately, but I don't want to give it up.
What kind of car is it?
It's a black Crossfire, a Chrysler.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. As I was saying at the beginning of the show, we're going through a lot of planet changes, and one of the planet changes that we're going through is called Mercury retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
And Mercury retrograde comes about every 6 months. There's different planets that retrograde could come in. It could come in Pluto, it could come in Mars, it can come in Saturn. Saturn's usually the worst. But when it hits Mercury, that's when you'll start to see a lot of electronical things break down, like cars, cell computers, lack of communication, fighting, a lot of things. Like my phone went out on me, and I love my phone, and the speaker went out, so I had to get a microphone for it. You see what I'm saying? I'm Gemini, so it's already affecting me. It affects emotions, so you'll start thinking about the past more, about your past ex-lovers. Sometimes they'll come in. A lot of family quarrels.
I think that's on a daily, though.
But
yeah.
It's something that it's a normal thing. It may seem like a normal thing, but it makes things more dramatic. It
mm-hmm.
makes things more intense. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It does.
Like it makes anxiety more dramatic. It makes depression more dramatic. It makes conflict more dramatic than it really is.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it could put you in a place where you feel like you just can't get out. So
mm-hmm.
that's kind of the situation that we're in. So the best thing for people to do is take time for yourself to really reflect on the things that you really love to do. Like, for an example, if you like to draw and paint, if you like to go bowling, if you like to just sit home and watch movies, and if you like to write books and you're into typewriter, or you like to play the piano, or something that you like to do that is creative, that's going to keep your mind going and keep, see, that's the whole thing. It's not about the sickness that you get or the virus. It's about keeping your mind active. If your mind active, then the body could survive. It could survive on water, and it could survive on food. But the thing is your brain controls your body, so you have to keep your mind active all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always constantly co-creating the things that we don't want to co-create. We ask for the things when we pray, the things that we don't want, and so our Father in Heaven is not going to give us the things that He feels that is not going to be beneficial to us. We might
mm-hmm.
think it's beneficial, but to Him, it might, in the end, it might turn into a disaster. You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I know you love your car, and yes, my angels and guides are saying, yes, it can be fixed. And
uh-huh.
It's going to cost you a little bit, some money, but I do feel like a miracle is going to happen for you, and the angels are saying, yes, keep your car. It is not.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, you cut off.
Yeah, for some reason we got disconnected, and I'm thinking that that could be part of Mercury retrograde, frequency interfering, or radio, or advertising, or something. But anyways,
yeah.
Like I was saying, you can keep your car because it
mm-hmm.
is part of who you are. It is
mm-hmm.
Your life force. And so,
force? Oh, of course.
Yeah, it's part of your, it's part of who you are,
worry.
Like force,
yeah.
You know, like,
okay.
Well, I guess you could relate it to horse because it is a means of transportation, but
yeah,
it is basically your freedom,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's interesting you bring up horse because horse represents,
mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Because if you think about it, before we had technologies, that's all we were using was horses, right? We were using
mm-hmm.
all kinds of other means of transportation.
Yeah.
Of getting here, you know, A and B, the A's and B's, you know, getting here from A to B, you know.
Yeah.
but like I say, you can keep your car.
Mm-hmm.
Just be careful with it. That's all I say. Just, you know,
mm-hmm.
a car could be a
yeah.
deadly weapon.
Yeah, it's just scary sometimes because it's acting up. Like, you know, I don't want to, like, stay stranded, you know, like in the train, the railroads
no,
or anything
no,
like that.
No, you don't want to
so.
Definitely. You got to watch those trains. I mean, when those things go down, you know, you got to watch those lights. Cause there's, basically, when those things go down, it's like quick or the dead. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sometimes they don't have signs. So,
mm-hmm.
you know.
That's true.
But you always got your guardian angels, and they're the sign. Don't look at the sign there. Just feel what's in your gut, you know. And if you feel like you have to drive past that sign when those gates drop, before they drop, then you got to beat the train. You know what I mean? That's the whole idea right there.
Career-wise, what I'm currently writing a paper for this like internship at the Capitol, and I don't know, like it really motivates me, like. Now, for some reason, I was just like, oh, it'd be really cool to become a justice, like, at the Supreme Court. I've always just wanted to be, like, a local one, like, at traffic court. But I don't know, like sometimes I like to dream big and even, I don't know, like if I'll accomplish it, but yeah.
So you're a big dreamer.
Yeah.
Well,
Maybe
you know,
disillusioned, but
big dreamers
yeah.
have a very creative mind, and this is the time to do it. I mean, like I said, if you have any kind of creativity that you like to express out there or broadcast, now is the time to think about the things that you want to create. You know, to basically your big dreams. The bigger dreams that you have, the more influence that you're going to have. And because that's basically what the devil does, is he influences people in their dreams, but the bigger dreams that we have, the more we broadcast out into the dream world. And then when we bring that dream from the dream world into the physical reality aspect, then basically that's when the devil is able to influence us in that way. In other words, you know, I dream about this is what I want to do, okay? And then the devil says, okay, well, this is what I'll give you. And then God says, well, I will give you what you want, but I will step in and I will basically be the observer. What are you going to do in this situation? Where are you going to be influenced in this situation, or are you going to go in this situation, which will be a lot easier on your path? So that's kind of like, you know, putting your obligations, you know, in your dreams, focusing on what you want to create in this physical reality, as far as, you know, okay, I'll just give you a phrase of how the law of attraction works, okay? This is just how it works. If you saw a poor man, and the poor man saw a rich man, okay, he was rich, he won the lottery or whatever he did to become rich, and he said, I like that car. I want to get that nice car because that car is like resonates with me. This is a nice car. And it's a real expensive car. Now, this is just the way it works in my mind because I was told this. This resonates with me. And the poor man says, look at that guy over there. You know, he's greedy because he wants that car. He's greedy because he has money in his pocket. He's greedy because he won't even come over here and buy me a sandwich, or he won't even buy me something that I desire, something that I want. You know, but the way in my mind works is that maybe he is not greedy. Maybe the man is rich because he set out the right intention to go after the things that he wanted to create. He had a big dream that into physical reality. And so basically, that car became his dream and it became reality for him. And so then you got this homeless man over here, and he's saying, you know, this guy is greedy because he wants a nice car. Well, no, it's not greed. Greed is a whole different thing. Greed is like being jealous of somebody else because of what they've created. So you got to look at the terms of greed, and in their mind, maybe they're not greedy. Maybe they have that desire that they want to experience to have that nice car, because maybe back in their time they were that homeless man, and they made mistakes and they had to start over. They had to start from the ground up to go to get where they're at, to that level. Unless it was handed to them when they were younger. You know, some people are born rich. You know, they're born more in an abundant life. And most people that were born into an abundant life get very severe depression because everything that was given to them was not out of love. It was given by conditions and it was given to them to get them out of their parents' hair. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's why you see a lot of movie stars and you see rich people commit suicide, because they're not happy. They don't have, it's not because they have everything. That's not the fact that that's why they weren't happy. It's the fact that when their parents kept throwing this at them and throwing this at them and throwing that at them, it's because they were trying to get them out of their hair. And they didn't get the love that they deserved, that they felt like they deserved.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, you can have something being handed to you. That's fine and dandy. Or you can co-create it and feel good about what you created. Or feel good about what you want. Because you felt like you've accomplished something. Just like people that go to the school, they say, I can't take school. I want to flunk on my senior year. Well, no. You know what my dad told me? He said, don't drop out. He says, go through it because they made you go through it. I know that you hate it there, and I know you get bullied there, but who gives a shit? Just go through it, and then you'll feel like you've accomplished something.
Yeah.
And I did. I felt like I accomplished something. But, you know, there were some times when I did not go to school, and I did fake it, and I did, you know, slough or whatever, I get these dreams of myself going back and going back and going back and going back and correcting it, because I feel like there was a part of me that needed to be relearned, reprogrammed, and think about the things that was the most important to me that I was going to use in the outside world as you got older, because you might need to use those things, even though they're not teaching those things now. But there are some things that they do teach that is very valuable. Now, math is very valuable because you use math in everything that you do in this life.
Spelling, even though they don't really know.
You have to know how to spell. If you're struggling spelling, it's because, probably most likely because you were either programmed to believe that you were dumb and that you were never ever going to be able to spell. You were never going to be able to drive. You were never going to be able to learn math. And it's not the case. There's different cases on two different levels here when it comes to consciousness, because some people say that you were born with Alzheimer's. Now, I know that's hard to believe because you're only maybe in your 20s, but
yeah,
genetically, somebody from your past has basically, their DNA has passed on to your DNA, and somehow you got the bad deal. You got the misfortune. In other words, you got the Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way to get past the Alzheimer's is by remembering and by training your mind to remember when you were smart, and you bring it back into the present time. That's how the subconscious mind works.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I had a healer tell me that I had Alzheimer's, I was like, what? 32 years old? There's no way I could have Alzheimer's. And he said, no, you have Alzheimer's, because what's going on is that it has been passed down from your grandfather's generation to your DNA. Now, that's a little hard to believe, but it is, it's a proven fact that everything, you know, everything is genetic, and it does get passed down from bloodline to bloodline. You know, sicknesses, viruses, I don't care what it is. It's all passed down. Bad karma, good karma.
So when you were diagnosed...
It's all being triggered.
When you were diagnosed in your 30s, you said, does that mean that you had it even before that? So you could have been born with it, but you weren't diagnosed till you know, your 30s? Is that what happened?
Well, I wasn't diagnosed, but a spiritual healer told me that when he read my energy, he said, you have Alzheimer's, which is why you have a hard time remembering who you were back in a past life or your spiritual mission, why you're here. And
mm-hmm.
you've also, and that Alzheimer's can relate to, like, that can cause problems with, like, spelling, that can cause problems with mental disability, that can cause all kinds of problems. But when you look into those sequences, basically then you start to backtrack and you're just like, oh, okay, well, that makes more sense now, because everything in this life that we live is practically math and sacred geometry, water, and electricity. And so when we look at, not just that, but it's also consciousness. So basically, when we look at, or if we look at it in that way, then we can discover, how do I get past this challenge that has put on me? And it wasn't something that was put on me when I came to this earth, because this isn't something that you chose. This is something
mm-hmm.
that was programmed in your subconscious mind. It was programmed in your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do we change that? Well, I came across some spiritual healers, and they told me there's certain codes that you can do to reprogram your mind or reprogram your energy
mm-hmm.
and actually bring back that memory, bring back that time when you were basically smart. You didn't have a disability because it was all programming. It's not even real. This whole
mm-hmm.
matrix thing
so
is not even real.
So did you try it? Were you able to try that?
Oh, yeah, and you know something, after I did that, I never
mm-hmm.
knew how to play the piano, but now I...
Yeah. Hello? Inequality is the reason why my career unfolded to become a defensive drinker and wrongfully convicted. According to research conducted at the University of Michigan, the error rate among death row residents was 4.4%.
Are you there?
Yeah, you cut off again.
Okay, so anyways, getting back to what I was saying, this
mm-hmm.
is the see, this is the reason why it keeps shutting off on me, because I'm speaking the truth, and
okay.
And the I call it the AI. The AI don't like they don't like me talking about stuff like this, because this is something that we've been genetically programmed with. When we came into this life, we didn't have all these sicknesses. We didn't even know what sickness was. We didn't even know what love was. We didn't even know what math was.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even know what dreaming was. But when we
mm-hmm.
came into this life, we were programmed to believe in all this stuff. Now, if this genetic thing that's been crossed over from generation to generation, from your mother's side or your father's side, and somehow came together to your DNA, then this is what's causing a lot of your problems right there. You know,
mm-hmm.
and this is what I've been studying for a long time now, since I was 16, trying to figure out, you know, what is sacred geometry? sacred geometry is everywhere, and it's everything.
Yeah.
It's a symbol. I mean, you'll find sacred geometry even on a fire truck. You'll find sacred geometry just going into some kind of government facility. Like, you can go into Social Security, you can find sacred geometry. You can go into a temple, you can find sacred geometry. It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But sacred geometry is based, mm-hmm. all it is math. All it is numbers.
Besides piano, what else did you discover you can do now?
What's that?
Besides playing the piano, like what other abilities or talents did you come across?
You know, when my memories start opening up?
Uh-huh.
Well, that was very interesting. I was able to play a lot of music. Things that I wasn't able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is now I'm a writer, and I'm able to
mm-hmm.
actually channel with the typewriter, not just write poems and write different things like that. I don't even have to look at the keys anymore. I'm just like, I just go so fast, and what comes to my mind is only things out of this world, things that I can't even come up with in my own mind. When I look at it and I'm like, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense to me, but maybe further down the road it will make sense to me as my mind starts
mm-hmm.
to deprogram all the programming that has been endeavored in our subconscious mind.
Yeah.
So I learned about these codes, sacred geometry, and basically, they help to bring back a lot of your memories and things that you want to co-create or things that you want to bring into physical reality.
Yeah.
Since reality is just an illusion, then there's really no, just like the money system, you know, there really is no money. It's just basically printed paper. That's all it is. And everything,
mm-hmm.
if you think about it, is being run by sacred geometry. It's being run by credit. And once that credit runs out, there ain't going to be no more money, because there ain't going to be nothing to back up the dollar future. That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything's run by the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve is basically part of the credit bureau, which the credit is basically made out of numbers and sacred geometry, and that's what all it is. It's
mm-hmm.
just printed paper. Money's just printed paper. But it also has sacred geometry on it as well.
Yeah, I never thought that it could, like, the credit could crash and then, you know, in the future. I never really thought of that in the past.
Mm-hmm. See, that's one of the things, the reason why they want to get everybody in debt, you know, buying nice cars, nice homes, is they use the credit. And it's basically all it is just numbers. It's really not. It has nothing to do with money, how much money that you have. It's just math, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like playing Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much land can you buy? How much can a person be more richer than the other? And that's just all programming to get more and more people greedy, more and more people to hate each other, more and more people to keep up with the Joneses. it's all mind control. It's all power. They know this, and we're coming into a time where everything will just be exposed. All math will be exposed. All sacred geometry will be exposed. And it will freak people out because once when they know the truth that everything is just math and everything is just science, they're gonna discover that there is no other higher source that is controlling us. This source that is controlling us is just an observer to our experience, the things that we've come here to experience. And God is the observer. He's the one that just observes everything that's going on around us. And, of course, He wants us to make the right decisions, but we have to choose the decisions that we want to experience why we're here. You see what I mean? See what I'm saying? There is no laws. There is no rules. There is no structure. It's just basically, that's just the way it was just created. Everybody's here to choose whatever they want to experience. And while you're here, why not experience being rich? Why not experience co-creating that nice car, co-creating that nice home? Try to not get yourself in debt. It's the whole key. But the idea is to realize that you're not really in debt. That it really is not something that is really there. It's just an illusion in your mind thinking that the dollar is basically, money. And it's not money, it's just math. It's just numbers, that's all it is. Just digits that they put in their computer.
Mm-hmm.
And it all goes back to, like I said, goes back to the Federal Reserve, goes back to credit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And once that credit's gone, there is no more money. There's nothing, there's no gold, there's nothing to hold it back. And that's why they say if China crashes, then the United States will crash because we owe them money. But in truth, we really don't owe them money and they don't owe us money because the money's not even real. So I don't even know what they're even fighting about. It's just sacred geometry. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's just math.
Yeah, I always thought about that.
You can tell I've done a lot of studying about this.
Mhm. Yeah. I was just speaking with you and talking about today, and like the whole level finishing up a paper is like. No.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you're saying.
Oh, I was just saying that, it was nice, talking to you. Tonight, my phone's about to die, and I'm at the library finishing up this application that I'm working on. it's due tomorrow, so all nighters.
Well, you're welcome to call back on the show at any time. I will be on tomorrow night, and hopefully we get enough callers we can do some channeling. I'm going to start doing some private channeling here pretty soon. So, and then I'm going to get some more hours on my radio show. But you're always welcome to call in on a Friday night and get your horoscope or whatever.
Nice.
It was nice talking with you, and I hope that you get that your car fixed. You get to keep your car.
Oh. I hope so. I'm not ready to, go in debt, I guess, for another one.
Well,
not,
don't fear
not,
that.
Not
don't,
right now.
Like I said, debt is just an illusion. Debt don't even really exist. Just the whole, remember, it's all about experience. It's all about co-creating the things that you want to create. Don't fall into that fear of debt.
Just think
about what you want, how you want to live your life, and live it to the fullest. You only live one time.
That's so true. YOLO, right?
Exactly. Wherever the universe takes you, that's where you'll go.
That's
Just
true.
go with the flow.
I will, and thank you for your help tonight. Have a good night.
You're very welcome. You have a wonderful night.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye now. Mm-hmm.